Minutes with Chad. We're back here, and Chad's baseball team is still 500. Isn't that shocking? So, Chad, today I want to discuss some fast food restaurants you go to that I have never been to.
Okay.
I want to go to Carl's Jr. Tell me about it.
Carl's Jr., I would pass on. It's not the greatest restaurant. They used to do really good chicken sandwiches. They used to be big, like really good size chicken sandwiches. But now they're like little hockey pucks. It's just like not even worth it. And they charge like $6 for them. I'm not a big fan of them.
The other day you were at some place that had gourmet hot dogs. Started with a W. I'm sorry. I should have wrote it down.
Oh, Wiener Schnitzel. Wiener Schnitzel is not really gourmet. There's nothing really gourmet about that place. It's like a fast food place that has hot dogs. You get different style hot dogs. There's not that many around anymore. It's a smaller chain. It used to be really big, but it's not. But they do hot dogs. But they're corporate big. They're like almost like McDonald's, but smaller. They're okay. They're not the best. I was craving hot dogs. You know, sometimes you want to cook hot dogs, but there's a really good place if you want hot dogs, like legit hot dogs, like big ass hot dogs. And it's a smaller mom and pop top store. It's called Vicious Dogs. Their hot dogs are like 12 inches. Like they're not Polish dogs. They're actual hot dogs. And they're like $20-something, like almost, like because it's like you have all this different stuff on it. You could have like wrapped in bacon, and have jalapenos. Like it's a legit restaurant. Like I always get it, but I always spend like $30-40, and I sound like four hot dogs, and and I'm like I'm cheap, so I'm like ooh, $40 for hot dogs is kind of pushing it.
Have you ever been to Pink's?
To which one?
Pink's.
Pink's? No, I have not.
Isn't it in L.A.? Isn't that the big hot dog place?
A lot of people like it. A lot of hipsters go there. A lot of tourists go there. But I'm like, I'm not going to wait 20, 25 minutes just for a hot dog. Wow. Like, that's the only thing that sucks is that you're in a busy area. And you're in 25 to 30 minutes. And I'm like, nah. It's like, I'd rather go to Wiener Schnitzel, just right down the street and have bad poop sessions, you know, after eating those chili dogs.
I've been to Pink's. Thank you, Phil. But I've actually been to Pink's.
No, I heard it's good. I heard it's good.
Didn't do anything for me.
Did it?
No.
Like, a lot of the hipsters go there. Like, oh, we got to go to Pink's. And I'm like, die, hipsters, die.
I wish I had more burger places for you, but I don't know anymore in L.A. I only know what I read. So that's sort of the ones I can think of.
Places, it's weird because you get, like, mom-and-pop shops sometimes. And, there's this one place called Rogers Burgers. And it's a mom-and-pop shop in Burbank that's awesome burgers. They give you a burger. It's chili on top of it. Then bacon. Then pastrami. That's the meat. That's just the meat alone. And then they give you lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. And the burger is so good. It's like a heart attack waiting to happen. But it's like their burgers are bomb. The fries are good. Their onion rings are it's not too great. They have good milkshakes, though. Milkshakes are a bomb.
Okay.
Which is because I'm lactose intolerant, so I start dying after it. But
why having a milkshake?
I'm really lactose intolerant, but I'm like, okay, you know what? It's going in one hole and out the other, so why not? Like, I just do it anyways.
You're
I have
nuts.
A death wish.
Okay, you ordered from DoorDash SoCal, which I guess is DoorDash Southern California, I'm presuming?
Yes.
And you ordered some food.
Yeah, DoorDash I've never had an issue with. Like, I used to eat, like, at E24. It was like a delivery service. But they just recently got bought out by Grubhub, which Grubhub sucks, and they just butcher everything. And you have Uber Eats and Postmates, and those are just too freaking expensive. But DoorDash, really good pricing. The delivery fee is good. Like, you can credit, like, give tips to the drivers and stuff like that. But the other day, I ordered something at $12.51. I was ordering a poke bowl, which is like a sushi salad type thing.
Oh, God, no.
You see, what sucks is I love sushi. I love sushi, but I was not impressed with it. Like, I went to another place eventually, but that's a whole different story. But so I order at $12.51, And DoorDash is like, okay, we'll be there at 1:25. So it came about like 1:20, and they're like, oh, by the way, your driver's late. It's going to be now at 1:52. I was like, oh, all right. You know, why not? I'm like, 1:52, it's only like 10 minutes away from where I live, like driving-wise. So I'm like, it's not going to take that long. Okay, cool. And it's now about 2 o'clock. Nothing's going on. I'm like, okay. And it shows on my GPS thing where it says, it's my order has not been picked up. So I called DoorDash, like their support line. I was like, hey, you know, it says my food's not been picked up. And it's been there ready at 1:06. So my food's technically sitting in this restaurant's fridge since 1:06. So the guy was really helpful. He's like, oh, our bad. Our driver went to a different one. So the reason for the first time was late was because the driver we assigned decided not to do it. And then we had to find a new driver, and the other driver went to the new place but the wrong place. Said, well, it should be there about 2:30. And this was like 2:05, 2:06. Get a text from 2:16. This is the company. This is not the driver. 2:16. They call me like, hey, we're going to have the restaurant reorder it because another driver went to the wrong place. They couldn't find a place. So we have a new driver. This time it's going to work. We're going to have them remake it and bring it to you. It's going to be around 3 o'clock. I'm like, all right, fine. 3 o'clock comes. They finally show up. Good driver, really cool. And he goes, hey, did you have anything wrong with this order? And I was like, what you mean? They're supposed to remake it and have a new driver. I was like, yeah, well, they didn't remake it, one. It's been sitting there at 1:06. So you may want to call them because this doesn't look good. So I was like, all right, call them. As I was like, okay, they didn't remake it. They didn't do anything. And I ordered – this is 2 hours after the fact too, which is like – which pisses me off. But working in food service, I wasn't going to be like a throw a bitch fit about it or anything. So I was like, all right, cool, cool, whatever. And then so I was like, okay, cool, whatever. So I called them up. They basically refunded me the $22 on my credit card, then gave me $22 in credit, like, because they felt bad. They're like – so basically I got $40-something. Of course, I spent that within the next 2 days because I go to DoorDash because I work 6 days a week lately. So it's just like I just don't want to make food and I don't have time to grocery shop. So I was just like, okay, just – DoorDash, DoorDash, DoorDash. Because I love Taco Bell, and they fucking deliver Taco Bell too. So
let's back this up. You didn't discuss the whole story. You left the part of it out, my favorite part.
Oh, which one?
The driver's hella hot.
Oh, that's another – oh, my God. Okay. So, yeah. So I that night, I took a nap because I was pissed off because I didn't get my food. So I was like, okay, whatever. I took a nap, woke up. I was like, I'm going to order Taco Bell. So I ordered Taco Bell. I got everything, and I ordered a lot. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I ordered a lot of shitty food from Taco Bell. I'm in like my gym shorts and my muscle shirt, and have like stains on it, and like my hair's all messed up because I just look like I just woke up and horrible. I go in there, and she's like, "Oh, I'm here." I'm like, "Okay," walked out. The DoorDash driver is like this really tall, like Swedish looking chick, like she could have been a model, and I was like, "Oh shit!" Like. She was so hot. I was like, God damn it. Like, I was not like, I look like a freaking troll. It's like, if my mom hooked up with a hobbit, I looked like a hobbit. I was not, and she just like looked at me like, here's your Taco Bell. I'm like, oh, Jesus. I was like, oh, and I like tipped her $2 too. So I was just like, because they make you tip before receiving the delivery. So I just like tipped her $2 and I was just like, so now she probably thinks I'm cheap. And I looked like a troll. I was like, oh, man. But she was hot. And I was like, because I usually talk shit and don't care what people think. And I was like, I couldn't say anything. I was like, like my mouth just went retarded. I just couldn't say anything.
I'll give you an option for your next topic. Actors Showcase or Love the TV Show?
Which one?
Love the TV Show or Actors Showcase?
Let's do the Actors Showcase. A few weeks ago, I was invited to a showcase to like look at 40-something actors and a lot of network people and like industry people, like bottom feeder ones. They're like low level, like people from Amazon and studio system, like low level. I got invited, and the thing goes on from 8:30 p.m. to midnight. And the actors were so bad. Like 90% of them were just like bad. Like really, really bad. Because like my buddy invited me to because he's casting for his feature. And there was no one, like no one was, like it was bad. Like I try not to shit talk actors because being an actor myself at times and being classically trained and knowing it, I was like, okay, why do I not like these actors? What are they doing that doesn't make me like them? And I finally realized, because there's this one scene that stood out where they did a scene from Juno. And I don't know why they pick – I hate when they pick like well-known scenes because it takes me out where I'm thinking of the original. Because I remember because it's new and I remember the actor's line and it's one of my favorite scenes. And this chick was playing the role – like, she was basically performing an impersonation of Ellen Page playing in Juno. Like, there was nothing about her. She didn't show her quirks or her own voice. So that just made me even more annoyed. I'm like, okay, you have this platform here to show off your talent, and you decide you're going to impersonate Ellen Page's performance in Juno. Because as a director, I've seen this. I'm like, if I want Ellen Page, I'll go out and get Ellen Page. That's why I hate about, like, a lot of LA actors think that. They have some, like, old wives' tale, like, basically, that, oh, you have to do this, this, and this, and you can tell who are the amateurs versus the pros. Because when I cast my movies, I don't like holding auditions. Because there's people who suck at auditioning, great actors. People who are great auditioners suck at acting because totally different skill sets. So I usually would go to like a coffee shop or something and have a meeting with them because I want to get their quirks and their personality. Because like, for example, for my short films, I want to meet the person and then something that triggers it. I'm like, oh, I like this, this, and this. And I'll try to somehow incorporate that in the scripts when I start shooting. Because a lot of my scripts are like blueprints. Like they're written. I have an idea of who I want. And I try to get the closest person to that character. And that's how, like, for, like, Jessica Erickson, who, like, I'm really impressed for acting. Like, she's really good. A lot of people don't cast her. She's still kind of newer. She has an agency. I think her agency sucks because it's a boutique agency. And I will diss this agency because they were interested in actually looking at one of my scripts. And their talent, their literary agent actually said, the way I write scripts suck. I don't know what I'm doing. And that the style I write was stopped in the 1970s. So the Brogan Agency could go fuck themselves. I'm like, I'm never going to sign with you. I hope they hear this and actually make a Yelp complaint. I'm like, I don't give a care. They're bad. Like, this guy's a failed playwright who's now a literary agent at a boutique agency in Venice.
Okay, we're going to stop you for a second. What's a boutique agency from an outsider?
A boutique agency is a smaller agency that's not corporate owned, like William Morris, CCA, because corporations ones, they're located in like, they're multiple agencies, like multiple offices. Like there's a big agency in LA, New York, Chicago, London, Europe. Those are like the big ones. But boutiques are like little tiny ones. I usually go through boutique agencies because they can focus more on me and my niche because I know what I want to do and I know my so, audience.
Hold on. You have an agent then?
I used to have an agent. I fired them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I fired them back in last year before I did like Night Night and Check Please because they screwed up my NBC show idea I was trying to get on to. So I was like, you're fired. Did a Donald Trump on them. but like – so – I don't know. I was just like, I don't like agencies like that. But yeah, it was just really bummer because business is already hard. And if you don't have training or experience, you get chewed up and spelled, especially in LA where LA has a lot of like fakes, flakes, and sharks. So a lot of people are all talk, no action. Like there's this guy I call a Starbucks coffee shop pimp.
Yeah.
He's this black guy. He's been doing it for years. He doesn't even have a real day job. He sits there and writes. He has two laptops. He's on his phone all the time, acting like he's having conversations with people, talking about movie deals and stuff. Hey, yeah, I want this. and he would get people, like, he would overhear people's conversations if they work in the business. He'd go, oh, yeah, I do this and this. If you can help invest in this movie here and here and here, I could do this and that. Like, people were giving him, like, because he was like, oh, I could consult you on your career. People were paying him, like, $2,000, $3,000 just to have him consulting on his career, on these careers. And he doesn't do anything. Like, I sit there and he just scams and cons people. Like, and there's this other dude who overheard me when I was at Starbucks talking to one of my friends. He goes, I'm doing this $13 million budget movie, and I have this A-lister, A-lister, A-lister. He started listing off names, and I'm like, one, why – when people, like, name A-listers and start dropping names, they don't have them. And $13 million budget, me being a dick, I know how – like, I know investors and investments. So I was like, oh, so you must be doing an equity investorship, right? And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And equity, that's, this guy didn't know what equity was. So I started laughing to myself. Like, okay, cool. Cool story, bro. Yeah, go make your movie. Because I know people who have legit names that market movies and stuff. They're having hard times making a movie for $500,000. Like, I know horror filmmakers like Joe Lynch and Adam Green and these people like Joe Bagus and all these people, they can't make these big-ass movies because no one wants to invest money in these things. So I'm like, it's crazy. So basically, my advice to actors, like, do your training, perform, but – no, like, stop impersonating other actors. I hate that. It's just like, it just sucks. So, like, that, and then support DoorDash. That's another thing. Just like I said, support DoorDash. Best company, because we need to find sponsors. If you're a sponsor, DoorDash, sponsor this podcast. I will hook them up with listeners. So hopefully DoorDash is listening to this. I want to try to tag them on it. Like, hey, if it's your sponsorship, I will promote. Because it is one of the best delivery things. Grubhub sucks. Uber Eats sucks. Postmates sucks.
Hold on. You have 2 minutes. Can you explain to me, being a Canadian, because we only have Uber Eats, I think. We might have another one. I don't know. Why? What's the difference between all these companies?
Price range.
Oh, okay. So it's a delivery. I've never ordered one, so I don't know how it works.
It's a delivery service, and it's usually price range.
So $5 to $10?
What?
Like, if I order $10 in Taco Bell food, how much do I pay?
It depends. Like, some say $3, some say $6, some, like, yeah, it's like, it depends on that. And, like, Postmates, you have to spend a lot of money to get more food, and they try to say, oh, we'll give it to you in a certain amount of times, which is like, we'll give it to you 15 minutes or 30 minutes. So a lot of people try to do the 25 to 45 minutes, like DoorDash. But DoorDash, they actually give you a good service where they keep the prices low and just have you tip the driver. Where they say, for example, I usually order $12 worth of Taco Bell. That's a lot of bean burritos and stuff like that, and double-decker Taco Supremes and stuff. So I usually get that, and then what they would do is they give you a delivery fee, which actually bumped up. It's actually $4.99 now. So you have to pay the delivery fee, which is $4.99. So if they got $12, that's $4.99, and then a tip. You have to tip the driver no matter what. So I usually tip between $2 to $4.
You're looking at $20 for a $12
meal. So about $20, yes. So about $20. But, like, so to me that's good, because there's some places the delivery fee is like $9.99. Because this is L.A. Like, delivery fees are ridiculous here. But that's how they do it. So that's why I'm really pro DoorDash, because Eat24 used to be really good, but they got bought out by Grubhub, and Grubhub sucks. Their service is so bad, like ridiculously bad. Because, like, they would show up and their drivers would forget food. Like, they would actually have your order ready. They're there to have it ready, but they would forget your food. Like, it's bad. It's like, my friend had an experience, like, going to, like, a fast food restaurant. It was, like, late at night, and he ordered chicken nuggets. So he just ordered chicken nuggets, and it was, like, 2 in the morning. He paid the people, and he got home to open the bag. He forgot to put the chicken nuggets in the bag. So he basically paid $3-something for an empty bag of napkins.
Nice.
I was like, oh, it was bad. Like, he was so mad. He was like, I'm just going to sleep.
Well, that's it, Chad. You're done.
All right, man.
Go enjoy your week. Goodbye.